this morning just to review our basic training in mindfulness, because all the training that follows depends on a thorough understanding of mindfulness and an ability to apply it in our lives. So when we come into this area, what we understand is we are learning to train the mind. We're familiar with the idea of training in life generally. So you could train yourself to be a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or whatever. And that means you acquire knowledge, information, and skill in that area. When it comes to training the mind, we're doing something similar, but the difference is we are dealing directly with the part of us that thinks. So this is the big difference between training in the world and training in the mind. Because when you train in the world, you think about the things you are going to work with. So you think about mathematics, or you think about medicine, and you apply yourself externally. When we're training the mind, we are training ourselves to look at the thing that thinks and find out about it. So, what is the thing that thinks? You all got one, so what is it? Yeah, well, we know, that's very general. What is your experience? At any moment, what is your experience of what's actually happening here? Okay, thoughts and a feeling of me, yes? That's a, could we say that is a starting point? So, you come into this room and you sit down. Straight away, thoughts begin to come into your mind. Did you notice that? Did you decide to have thoughts? No. Right. This is the absolute beginning of our training. Thoughts come into our minds even if we don't want them to. And sometimes they come into our minds particularly when we don't want them to. When would that be problematic?
When we need to focus.
When we need to focus, yeah. So you want to think about something specific. And then what we know is, the first thing is, thinking can be problematic, can't it? Because you want to focus on one thing, and your mind goes somewhere else by itself. That's one aspect. The other aspect is, if something upsets you, and you start having angry or painful thoughts about it, has that ever happened to you? Yeah. Something upsets you, you start having angry or painful thoughts. Do you want to have angry and painful thoughts? You don't. And yet, the mind just goes on, doesn't it? So, let's take an example. You're very respectable people, very nice people. You're here on a compassion course. So, you have a certain image of yourselves, don't you? You may not be very aware of it, but we all have an image of ourselves. And that image of ourselves has a strong feeling of, this is me. This is me. I'm a good guy. I don't do bad things. And I live a very kind life. That's my image. Secretly, of course, you sometimes don't do very nice things. Anyway, somebody then accuses you of something terrible. Like, what would be the worst accusation? Heather, that somebody can...
What's the words?
All right, let's be simple. Somebody accuses you of murdering your neighbor. In secret. By poisoning him. Now, that's a fairly serious thing to do. So, there's nothing much you can do. They've said the words to you. And then they go away. And nothing more happens outside. What happens inside? The mind starts going over it, doesn't it? Over and over again. And it builds up stories. How could this person dare to say that about me? And who else have they said it to? And what's going to happen to my life now? And what's going to go on? And the mind just goes on and on and on and on. Yes? That is the untrained mind. It causes problems. It makes it difficult for us to focus. And when difficulties arise in our lives, it makes it painful for us. Because it's very painful to go on and on and on thinking like that, having those problems. So, this is the beginning of why we train the mind. The beginning is to recognize the untrained mind is like a wild horse. It just runs wild. And it creates problems and it's difficult to do anything beneficial with it. So, we begin by recognizing how the mind is at the beginning. And the most important aspect to recognize is that thoughts arise, thoughts come into our minds by themselves. And that is the beginning of the area of training, because if we don't understand that, it's problematic. When we do understand that, then we know why training is necessary. It's so that we can learn to live peacefully and skillfully in our own minds. Now, next step, how do we train? Are we going to try to get rid of thoughts? Who thinks they can get rid of thoughts? Thank goodness you're just scratching your jaw, Pippa. We can let them, we can watch them past if we're very clever. But in the beginning, can we do that? No, we can't. So, very important first step, understand, you cannot get rid of thoughts. You cannot block them. What happens if you try to block them? Huh? They get more energy. It's like damming up a river. If you build a dam in the river doesn't go away. Because the mentality that says, if I block my thoughts, they will stop happening, is the same as the mentality that says, if I put a dam in a river, the river will go away. It is, isn't it? And as you say, it doesn't go away. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Until one day the dam bursts, and then instead of having a little peaceful river, you've got a flood. That's what happens when you try to block and suppress thoughts. It just creates bigger problems.